the view of local ballads in the 19th century is quite complicated. I think there are a lot of different aspects of it. Because it was such a varied collection, I think it interested different readers for different reasons. I mean, in the 19th century, Wordsworth rapidly became a very well-established figure, as did Coleridge, actually. So they couldn't look at lyrical ballads as this anonymous collection of two young poets. Definitely not. It has a kind of status because of what, you know, what the two men went on to be. Wordsworth is known as the kind of sage of Rydal, and people are paying pilgrimages to him in the first half of the 19th century, and he becomes the poet laureate. So he has this kind of status which has an effect on lyrical ballads, but I think people still had a great fondness for the early poems. But to think about the different strands that influenced the 19th century, I'd say there are several different ones. There is the interest in rural life and the idea that it's okay to write about your village, local places. And this is, again, seems incredibly normal to us, but actually is a hugely important aspect of the 19th century. Charles Lamb responded very powerfully to lyrical ballads, and it made him think about, well, the Lake District was all right for those people, but actually he loved the Strand, he loved London. And that idea that writing about your immediate environment as a source of creative inspiration was hugely, hugely important for Lamb, Dickens, James Joyce, the list goes on. So there's that aspect. The interest in lower class people, that's obviously very important in the 19th century and speaks to different readers. All sorts of people in the 19th century are writing poetry and responding powerfully to lyrical ballads and seeing that somebody like a humble shepherd or a homeless person can be a serious figure for poetry, somebody to be admired and to learn from. That's enormously important.
We forget, don't we, in the modern age, that this, how important it was to be able to talk about every member of society.
Yes, and not just talk about every member of society, but in a sympathetic way. These are people you can actually learn from. So it's not just that these are the poor to be patronised. These are people who, if you actually listen to what they're saying, you might learn something from as an educated person. And that kind of sympathy, genuine sympathy, I think it was hugely empowering for people on all levels. And especially at a time where literacy levels were increasing, you have working men's clubs, you have a big kind of shift in who's getting an education. These sort of poems are really, really important for that.